Okay, again, since now there's going to be a lot of fruits that are Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviyas, we'll refresh some of the halachas that I think are more relevant. Tonight we'll learn about what to do with peels and pits and so on. Okay, first of all, you're only allowed to peel fruit or vegetables, but there's not too many vegetables. Yeah, there are, I guess, with Paris Nochri. But you're not allowed to peel fruits or vegetables that are not normally peeled by most people. But you're allowed to peel fruits and vegetables that are normally peeled, and since if the peels are edible, then you have to treat them like anything leftover food and put them into the Pach Shmita. He gives examples of foods that are normally peeled, apples and cucumbers, and the fruits that are not normally peeled are like, what's it called, mishmish. It's not normally peeled. Tomatoes are not normally peeled, even though there are people who peel their tomatoes, but it's not the normal way, and therefore you can't do it for Shemitah fruit. You're also allowed to take off parts of the vegetable or fruit that are rotten, like in lettuce or cabbage or whatever, or dirty that you wouldn't eat, that you normally, what's it called, take off the outer dirty part. And again, you have to deal with them since they are basically edible. You have to put them into the Pach Shmita. And even if you can't take off only that part that is rotten, you have to take a little bit away that's also good, that's also okay. It's a normal way of dealing with such fruits and vegetables. Okay, now let's see what you do with the peels themselves. Yeah?
Tomatoes, when you eat them raw in a salad and you don't normally peel them, if you're cooking them very, very often, you do.
I don't know, tomatoes you are allowed to cook, and the people peel them when they cook them?
They even make special knives. You blanch them and take the peel off first.
They even make special knives for peeling the tomatoes.
How about tomatoes? They,
I'll change it. I'll bring it up.
If that's the case, then if you're going to cook them, you can peel them. If that's what most people do, that's normal. If they make special knives for it, it's not a normal thing to do. Okay. Again, it depends on the metzias. It's not depend on halacha so much. The halacha depends on what is done. So if that's the fact, then that's the fact. Okay. Now, what do you do with these peels? So apple peels, cucumber peels, if they have, you take the peel off and there's real part of the vegetable or fruit stuck to the peel. Okay, you peel an apple and there's apple on the peel. So then the halacha is for sure that you have to dispose of it in the Pach Shmita. Okay, if there's no food on the peel, then it depends. If the peel is never eaten and also not given to animals, okay, normally, then what's it called? There's no shaila, it doesn't have Kedusha Shviyas, you can just throw it in the garbage. That's clear. The problem is where the peel, and if the peel is eaten, right, then there's no shaila, you have to put it in the Pach Shmita. The shaila becomes the following. Where the peel is not eaten, but it is conceivably used for animal food. So then, if there are animals around, and people actually feed these things to the animals, then you should put it in the Pach Shmita. If there are no animals around, or people don't actually feed these things in that place to animals, even though they are fit for feeding animals, then it's a machlokas. And lamaisa, you can rely on the mekilim, and throw it into the regular garbage. What's it called fits into that? Banana peels. Now, banana peels usually do not have food on it that people eat. Nobody, you know, scrapes off the part on the banana peel and eats it. So it's not set aside for people eating it. However, it's possible that banana peels can be fed to animals. But if you live in a place where nobody feeds banana peels to animals, or the animals that are fed banana peels aren't around bichlal, then some hold that you should still dispose of it, since it's fit for animal consumption, even though it's not omate for that, it's not going to be used for that, still it has kedusha shvius. And some hold no, that since lamaisa it's not going to be used for animal consumption, it's not, and no people eat it either, it's not, it doesn't have kedusha shvius, you can throw it away normally. There are those that are machmir, either to put banana peels in Pach Shemitah. There's a third Shita that to put it in a plastic bag and throw it in the regular garbage. So you don't destroy it on openly, but you, what's it called, don't, it's a grumma. You're just causing it to be destroyed later on and become farshimel faster. In a place where they burn the garbage immediately, right, which I don't think is the case over here. Over here, till the garbage gets picked up, until it gets transported or whatever, the banana peels are going to rot anyway. Then what's it called?
Depends which day of the week it is.
What?
It depends which day. The garbage is taken from here every week on Sunday and Wednesday.
To where?
Incinerated the same day.
Yeah, the same day.
Yes.
Okay, so then if you throw it away Sunday or Wednesday, is a problem. Throw it away then the other day in a plastic bag, is not a problem. But again, that's a chumrah. Either of these things, putting it in the Pach Shemitah is a chumrah, putting it in the, what's it called, putting it in a plastic bag is a chumrah. Banana peels you can throw away regular, if you want to.
That chumrah is even around if there's no animals that people could consume.
Yeah, that's when the chumrah is. Okay. If there are animals, it's not a chumrah, then you have to throw it in the Pach Shemitah.
The same thing. The watermelon peels are heavy.
One second, we didn't get, watermelons don't have peels, they have rinds. Nobody peels watermelon. They, right. Maybe watermelons they do, but not watermelons. The same thing goes for pits. Pits that are never eaten. The hard pits that have nothing inside to eat. If they have a significant amount of pre connected to the pit, you should throw it in the Pach Shemitah. If it doesn't have a significant amount, even if it has a little bit, but not an amount that anyone would ever eat, it's just what you can't eat off the thing, so that's how you throw it away. In that situation, you could throw it in the regular garbage. It doesn't have any Kedusha Shvius. Pits that are usually eaten by animals, or could be eaten by animals, and you have animals around, and people do feed those pits to animals, those you should, what's it called, make sure that you put in a Pach Shemitah. If there are no animals around, or people don't normally feed them to animals, even though they're fit for animals, you can throw them in the garbage. If you want to be machmer, like we said, do the other, one of the other two ways. Put them in a plastic bag, not on Sunday and Wednesday, or put them into the Pach Shemitah. Therefore, watermelon rinds. If you have a significant amount of watermelon that's still really edible, right? You decide you're not going to eat it down to the rind, and there's enough that if somebody didn't know that you ate it, they would still eat that, then it's what's it called, you have to put it into the Pach Shemitah or cut off that part and put that in the Pach Shemitah. If you ate it down to where people normally eat, even though you could see a little bit of red, but nobody is going to eat that, and it's also not fed to animals or whatever, nobody throws watermelon rinds to their pets, then you can throw it in the garbage. Yeah.
Just on watermelon rinds, when you have the load, you have to keep them in the salt weather and give them to their name for them to peck on them. It's hard to moisture.
I hear, but the mice, we don't have any lulim anymore, and the people in the gas stations down there are not interested in pecking on your watermelon rinds. Yeah.
Sometimes watermelon rinds are pickled. I remember my mother used to buy dried
watermelon
rinds.
Do you have a knife for that too?
I doubt if that's the that's a normal. I've never seen in Eretz Israel them selling commercially pickled watermelon rinds. What?
In New York, it's fine.
Yeah, okay, but I don't think that's the minic here. Is not that people don't, you can't go and buy it. It's not something obviously people do. What does make a difference in that is citrus. Orange peels, lemon peels, they are used commercially for candying and for feeding to animals. Right, or yeah, for baking. Right, so there you should be machmer with orange peels, lemon peels, citrus fruit peels, grapefruit peels, and put them in a Pach Shemitah. Those should be put in a Pach Shemitah, yeah.
When I make apricot jam, so I use...
What jam?
Apricot.
Okay, yeah. Not in here. Apricot jam?
Yeah. Okay. So I use some of this...
That's mishmish?
That's mishmish.
Okay.
I hit the stones with a hammer and take that little kernel that's inside it.
Pitch?
Similar to a... So there's a stone originally, which I think we call the pit. And then inside the stone is the little thing that looks like...
Isn't that poisonous? That's, what's it called? That's what they use to cure cancer. It's called a laetril. Laetril. That was a big... Nice, it's poisonous, though, yeah?
So I use that in part.
You use the inside of the mishmish pit?
The little thing that's like an almond. So the question is whether, for me, those things are up to do with shvius or...
It really goes by what normal people do. Normal over here meaning average. Yeah. Normal means average. The
whole idea of the Shemitah pot altogether is leaving something for 72 hours, at least 3 days, will start to rot. You can take your apricot pits, if you didn't smash them, take the inside out, and your kids can play with them year after year after year, and they won't ever rot.
What, the thing inside they play with, or they play with the pit? Right,
but
the pit itself for sure does not put it. I mean, she's talking about the laetril thing inside.
No, what I'm asking is, in her circumstance, she put her pits in the Shemitah pot.
But I understood that was poisonous. That inside thing. You put it in your jam? Don't send me any of that jam. No, seriously, I understood that's a poisonous thing. It's not a healthy thing. They make that drug out of it, which big question whether it works or doesn't work. Well, apparently it was a hoax. It was a hoax.
In either case, Batya's not going to smash her apricot pit just to put inside in the Shemitah pot. Maximum to put the whole...
No. If you don't smash it, then there's nothing to put in the Shemitah. Then it's not normal to use. But if you take the inside out, again, probably it's not, average person doesn't do that. They don't use that inside thing, and therefore it doesn't have any Kedusha Shias. It's not, and there you decided you want to eat, I don't know, whatever. It's okay. It's not, doesn't have Kedusha Shias. The watermelon pits definitely have Kedusha Shvias. They are a staple here in Israel. And what other pits are there like that? Pumpkin seeds. Yeah, pumpkin seeds also have Kedusha Shvias. And that's pretty much it. I think some people have a shayla on apple seeds, but Pasha's apple seeds are not eaten by anyone, and they're not safe for pets, so you can throw them away. Melon seeds? Oh, I mean like cantaloupe.
Yeah.
Watermelon seeds for sure have Kedusha Shvias. I don't know if they don't know. I've never saw melon seeds, do they? They throw them away.
I think so.
Huh?
What about if you have a Kedusha Shvias melon?
Right.
So what I think you do is like dry the melon seeds and do what I call craft project, or like spring them like seeds or things like that. Could you
if they have Kedusha Shvias, you can't do that.
But if the melon
you can't make crafts with things
that
are Kedusha Shvias.
The melon that has Kedusha Shvias.
Right.
The melon seeds that they don't have Kedusha
right.
Shvias. So
probably the melon seeds have no Kedusha Shvias. They're not animal food, and they're not eaten by people. And therefore, you can dry them. Since they have no Kedusha Shvias, do whatever you want with them. Yeah.
They're attached to fibers, aren't you?
No, but those fibers are negligible. Nobody eats them. They're thrown away with the seeds all the time. So they're like any little bit of fiber is on a peach pit that has no value, and nobody gives it to your chickens to peck on or anything else. You just throw them away. That sounds no Kedusha Shvias, so you do what you want with it. Yeah.
If we had watermelons that were not Kedusha Shvias, my kids would give pieces of watermelon to their birds to eat. So does that mean that the watermelon is
pieces of watermelon or pieces of watermelon rind?
They would give a piece of the watermelon.
They'd share their food with their birds.
Yeah.
such nice children.
The verse would peck it all the way down to where it's white. I don't know if they'd pick it on the rind itself.
No. So, first of all, if it has Kedusha Shvi'is, you can't feed it to the birds.
No, I understand, but okay. Does that mean that when we have a watermelon that is Kedusha Shvi'is, that we need to save the rinds or something?
No, you don't. Again, normally you don't give your watermelon rinds to your birds.
They wouldn't give them to the birds. Right. They have watermelon rinds.
Right, so it's not. I don't think anybody here gives either pickles them, gives them to the birds, or animals, or feeds them to cats, or whatever. So the animals that are around here. I don't eat them. I don't know if rhinoceroses eat them or not, but we don't have too many around here that is a problem. Yeah? They can, because if they're all the fruit is eaten from it, which they only use the ones that the fruit's eaten from, and you're not breaking open the stones to get the laetrile inside, right? Which anyway is not used for anything, then those pits are not edible for anything, and they have no Kedusha Shvi'is, so you can use them for marbles.
Rabbi, isn't it true that the reason we put the things in the Shemitah box is to start the rotting process, or trust me, by the time I take the box each time after 4 days, it smells just fine, and tomatoes and tomatoes and cucumbers all rot. If you put watermelon seeds in the box, they'll be exactly the same condition.
That's not true.
They'll rot, not in 3 days.
They'll rot, but they'll get dried out, and what's it called?
Not when you put them in a pot with a bunch of steam from some baked tomatoes that's in the pot all day long.
If they dry, they're edible.
No, I'm saying that, what's it called? They're not going to be as edible as they were if they're with all that stuff that's rotting together.
They're baked anyway.
What?
You can't take watermelon seed out of the watermelon and give it to your kid to eat for breakfast. You have to dry them and salt them and bake them.
Yeah, but that's what they do with them. But if you put it in with a bunch of rotting fruit, then it's not going to be usable. It's going to be one step closer to only animals eating it or whatever. And then, since it's not set aside for animals, you can destroy it then.
Nobody buys watermelon seeds anyway.
What?
No. The watermelons don't come with seeds anymore.
Oh.
They sell seedless watermelon.
Eric Israel is the only country that imports watermelon seeds and exports watermelon without seeds.
I hear. Okay, that's the case. Then there are no watermelon seeds anymore, so that's okay. Yeah.
Abby, what about dates? Dates also? Because dates sometimes have.
Dates?
Yeah, like they.
Dates have pits that are lecha'ora. The Gemara says that they used to feed them to animals, and they used to use them for fuel. Date pits. The Arabs use them for fuel. If you take off the meat of the date from the pit, even if there's a little bit left on, right, that you couldn't get to, those are pits that aren't used for anything. As you can throw them away.
If you find a date that's infested, does the old date have to be destroyed, or
date that's infested has bugs?
Yeah. Or an apricot.
Or anything, when you fire out the day or whatever.
Yeah, it's still edible, surely edible by animals, right? Even if it's infested, and you have to test Kedusha Shvi'is. Okay.